We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Imus, morning 6 to 10 on WBNW, 1120 AM.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
All right, hope you had a great, steamy, hot weekend wherever you are. I think I can speak for most of the country, and we'll start off with a red-hot author, a lady who has great writing skills and is drawing a lot of attention. Her name is Lois Wittich. It's spelled W-I-T-T-I-C-H. She is the author of One. It's the number one, One Becoming. It is published by Author House. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com. It's available in paperback and hardcover, and I want to give you her website. It's Lois A. Wittich, W-I-T-T-I-C-K.com, loisawittich.com. Lois, congratulations on your book. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. By the way, my name has an H at the end, not a K.
Oh, yeah, I mentioned that. I spelled it.
Yeah, you spelled it and you had a K at the end. It has an H.
All right. Yeah, so we are we're looking at another one of the books, but this is not a new experience for you. You're in the process of writing a trilogy here. Tell us about this book and what it's about.
Okay, what it's about. it is very much an adventure. It is about taking place in various countries and expands into four cosmos, not one, because I believe there are four cosmos which will be discovered. And the contents of the book transcends, I would say, lifestyles, cultures, belief systems, social and racial flavors. And there has not been this particular topic ever written or in the status quo of our planet.
So you've performed an interesting act here by writing something that differentiates itself from other books,
yeah,
other stories. What, as a little kid, did you ever envision your view of the cosmos or different worlds in a different fashion?
That's a good question. Absolutely. Absolutely. In third grade, I had a wonderful teacher, and we were studying the universes and planets and constellations and whatnot, and I was the only one in the class that believed that there was life on other planets. So we had a debate, and I debated the rest of the class. And ever since then, I've not only felt that, I've had various experiences, and finally, I put it all into a novel form.
All right, I don't want to take much time, but I'm curious. Do these experiences involve the aliens coming down here and interacting with you?
Repeat that, please.
Have any aliens interacted with you, with your strong belief system? You've said a number of things have happened.
Yes, I've had that experience, and I've had it, fortunately, with three other people. So we were experiencing the same thing. We weren't on anything or, you know, willing anything. It actually happened.
All right. I guess this, in a sense, adds authenticity, because I would assume you have taken experiences from your personal life and written it in novel, fictional, entertaining form and put it into this book. Is that correct?
That is very correct. And my characters I have created out of my imagination. And they are very real. Some of them are really wicked, and you'll despise them. And some are absolutely awesome, and you'll love them. They have a real depth.
What was more difficult for you, writing about the characters, developing the characters, or doing the story itself?
I think they go hand in hand. I really do. I tried to keep it that way. I tried to keep a momentum that way and a connection that way.
So give us a flavor. You mentioned trilogy to me. There's a trilogy here?
Yes, there is. The third trilogy in particular I'm fascinated by, because it's formatted to embrace a movie, which is a hottie, and most of it is in dialogue already. It'll be coming out in a few months after the second book, and then that's the third book in the trilogy.
That's great. What was the biggest challenge in writing this book for you?
The biggest challenge, I guess, is writing what was in my heart and soul. Living and typing with severe and chronic rheumatoid arthritis, which I've had too long, and I'm finally walking through it. I got rid of my wheelchair.
Oh, congratulations.
Along with cancer and blindness in both eyes. Can you imagine
a blind writer? Oh, my goodness.
And pneumonia in both lungs, but rewarding for me was to dive into a world that one day will be not fantasy. And I just, since then, I've typed every day for 10 years.
Congratulations, and God bless you. You should be an inspiration for others. You're dealing with far more than most people ever deal with in a lifetime.
Well, I tell you, I'm unstoppable, and I take responsibility. I'm in charge, and that's reflected, of course, in my writing.
Who is the book for? Who is the your target audience for the book?
Okay, who is the book for? It's for people that feel that nothing is impossible. How about that?
Okay, and what about the age range?
If they don't feel it now, they'll feel it as they're reading my book.
All right, what about the age demographic?
I would say late teens, 20s, on up to 110.
Okay, so it's really an adult book, and you've managed to have a little bit of everything in here.
Yes.
A little bit of sexual flavor, a lot of mystery, a lot of science fiction.
Absolutely.
Is there a message or two that you would like people to take away after reading this book?
Absolutely. Again, I think the key message is nothing is impossible. That with joy, with compassion, with dedication and being unstoppable, we can do and have anything we want.
All right. It's a great message for everyone. What kind of support have you gotten from people around you, and what's been the reaction to the book?
It's It's wonderful. Thank you for asking. I have a lot of support, and it's growing because we haven't even begun some of the marketing phases. So I'm excited about that. And as I say, I have a feeling in my guts deeply when this all happened for me that this would really get out there big time.
All right, we got about a minute left. Go ahead. I was going to say, continue what you're saying, but you can also add a closing comment.
Well, I just encourage people to go beyond where they've ever been before. Think beyond it, be beyond it, live beyond it. I call my trilogy my compassionate wake-up call. It's for people to really think for themselves and be in charge.
All right, well said. Succinct to the point.
Yeah.
Let me give the name of the book again. It's the number one. It's One Becoming, Lois Wittick, but spelled W-I-T-T-I-C-H. The book is published by Author House. It's available paperback and hardcover. You can go to authorhouse.com, barnesandnoble.com, and amazon.com. And it's been a pleasure having you on. You're a very courageous lady.
Well, thank you so much, and I've just enjoyed being with you.
Okay. We'll talk again. This is Stu Taylor back after these messages.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Biz Talk Radio. The Financial Exchange, weekdays 10 to noon, 1120 a.m. WBMW.
Hi, this is Mike Reagan, chairman of the Reagan Group and the Reagan Legacy Foundation. You know, when I'm in Boston or when I want to be on radio, I'm with Stu Taylor. You should be with Stu also. Have a great day.
Okay, we're back. And once again, head up to the Cog Railway, Bretton Woods, New Hampshire, climb Mount Washington, ideal views, great landscape, the value of a lifetime. Just go to the Cog. Well, go to thecog.com. It's the Cog Railway. And you will have an experience that, you'll remember forever. All right, back. And, you know, the news closes Friday with Donald Trump. It opens Monday with Donald Trump. Didn't plan on talking about Donald Trump, but it's becoming an unavoidable subject about someone who may not be going away. And he actually did something smart. You know, his haphazard flip-flop controversial positions on just about everything, and they keep changing. You know, you almost want a president who's prepared. However, all you got to do is look at the guy in the White House who doesn't interact with his generals, his chiefs of staff, because he's too busy with fundraisers, golf tournaments, and vacations. So, you know, how much worse can it be? And a president in the White House who says that he gets a lot of his news from the newspapers. It's unbelievable, and it's unbelievable that he hasn't got the sophistication to say so. Donald Trump has one outstanding asset. He believes, and a lot of the country's believing, that he's in nobody's pocket. He just talked about turning, I don't know how much of this is true, he just talked about turning down a $5 million offer, contribution to his campaign. He doesn't need it because in a couple of years, if this guy comes along and wants something for it, he's not going to give it to him. This is what the American people want. This is what the rhetoric is. So how far beneath the surface of this superficiality, this emotion, this cathartic position that Trump is taking, how far down in the real depths, in the real depths of this lies the possibility that this candidacy is serious? It was supposed to, according to all experts, just wipe itself out and Trump continues with the ratings. What happens if Trump, I know Buchanan won in New Hampshire and there have been all of these aberrations. What happens if Trump goes into Iowa and wins, goes into New Hampshire and wins, and then heads down to South Carolina and wins? You almost can't rule this out. And the rest of the Republican establishment, I'm just astounded. Every single day they sit around twiddling their thumbs, just not knowing how to deal with such an independent entity. And here you go, folks. An independent entity, in no way dependent upon assistance of lobbyists and people for whom he's obligated to pay back. And I look at all the other candidates, and I have extreme disappointment in all of them. Scott Walker going by talking points, doesn't show all that much emotion. I'm looking for the qualities of a leader. no, don't take the statement that I just made and assign that to Donald Trump. He's been a leader in the entertainment business. He's been a leader in the real estate business. This is a different cup of tea. The other candidates are basically just sitting and milling around unless they've got a storyline. Carly Fiorina has one. Hers is that she gives specific answers and details to questions. It's very impressive and unusual. Except to say that Carly Fiorina hasn't got a chance of being president, but I certainly think if the Republicans win, there's an office for her to serve in. And that's what most of them are now looking for. Speaking engagements, an ambassadorship, a secretary of something. I look at Ben Carson. I was at a dinner Saturday night. And the hostess of the dinner is a strong conservative. And she was just raving on about Ben Carson and raving on. And I said, look, Ben Carson is a fine individual. He's a man of integrity, a man of great accomplishment, a man who's maybe was the best neurosurgeon anywhere, who had that classic statement in the debate that he's removed half brains. If he goes to Washington, he'll find a lot of people there. I mean, those catch lines get people, and they're cute, but they don't sway my opinion in an election. It's not what someone says or who prepared a speech or how many times you have to have a speech prepared before you get it right. It's qualifying for the office. And I will tell you right now, the lack of the big disqualifier for Ben Carson, and by the way, would I vote for Ben Carson over any of those boobs in the Democrat Party, whether it's Hillary behind bars or Kerry? I can't believe Kerry. Well, I can believe it because I've been saying I think Kerry's going to come in. But Kerry or Gore or any of those people? The distinctions, really, in comparing all of the Republicans with all of the Democrats, it's amazing. But you've got to come up with substantive solutions. And I'm looking for ideology. I'm looking for substantive solutions. And everywhere I look with these Republican candidates, I look at someone, believe it or not, left of center in Jeb Bush, who's an elitist, who doesn't seem to have the energy or want the office, but it's almost a matter of entitlement in spite of his strong denials. I look at Common Core, I look at increased taxes, I look at his god-awful views on illegal immigration, that these people come here for love. The people from cartels that are sent over here, the thieves, the killers, the ones out to steal our jobs, the ones who bring disease, they're here out of love. Not the kind of love I want. It's not the kind of love the American people apparently don't want, because Donald Trump has hit a chord. And the chord resounds every single day more and more. And instead of letting up and being defensive, he's moving full steam ahead. And I believe this is the only way Donald Trump can stay in the race, because once he coalesces or compromises, there is no attraction for Donald Trump. He's not playing the political game. And outstanding candidates like Ted Cruz and maybe Marco Rubio. I just doubt Marco Rubio and his Gang of Eight and his turnaround on immigration. They're basically tongue-tied and lost. Scott Walker and the rest of them I could run up and down the line. And then there were those who are on the periphery of not being in this race anymore. He shouldn't even be in the race to begin with. And that's Jim Gilmore. That's Governor Pataki. Rick Perry has all but financially eliminated himself. Once some of these candidates start dropping out, and they will have to because they're not being funded, they're not being financed, you will notice a little bit of a difference in the polls, so that there may be a clear front runner, if it isn't Trump or someone who gets out of those single digits. Because right now, the only one up there other than Trump, amazingly enough, is Dr. Ben Carson. And I'll say this, as I've said here many, many times, I love Ben Carson. I adore Ben Carson. You know, but it's like me becoming a NASCAR race driver when I've never driven a NASCAR. It's like me entering a professional golf tournament when I played six times in my life. He's in the wrong business. As an ambassador, okay, running for president of the United States and not playing dirty politics, sorry, it's part of it. It's a waste of your vote and your effort. All right, more after a break. This is Stu Taylor.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
There are two types of hot water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai tankless water heaters work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's RINNAI.US.
The offer of a franchise can only be made through delivery of a franchise disclosure document. Imagine yourself being a leader in America's fastest growing demographic category. More than 10,000 people a day turn 65, and a large percentage are going to need a helping hand at home or in choosing the right assisted living community. Always Best Care is looking for people who've excelled at everything they've done, but they're seeking a new challenge. Always Best Care is one of the fastest growing companies in this explosive field. We're looking for 25 new franchisees to keep our booming business growing. We'll back you up with the strongest award-winning marketing program in the industry, and we'll provide the special training and support that's fueled our growth to prepare you for this great opportunity. All that's missing is you. Call Always Best Care toll-free at 1-800-515-5991. That's 1-800-515-5991. For Always Best Care, 1-800-515-5991. Call today.
If you're diabetic, this message could change your life. Is your blood sugar out of control even when you do all the right stuff? Are you afraid of diabetic blindness and the risk of amputation, as well as all those other side effects? Well, you should be. Is there anything that could help manage your blood sugar? Nobitis is a natural supplement that may quickly and dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Bob Corder. I've been using Nobitis for about 3.5 to 4 months now. And in the first 3 months, I've actually lowered my blood sugars from 500s down to 139, and then it dropped to 88.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobitis, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day.
The FDA hasn't evaluated these statements, and Nobitis isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. But for many, it's helped drop their blood sugar. So if you've been evaluated with high blood sugar, don't delay. Evaluate Nobitis now. Call 800-554-4128 and get two bottles free. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-554-4128. That's 800-554-4128.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates.
rates for smokers too, so call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Biz Talk Radio. You're tuned in to Money Matters Boston, 1120 AM WBNW.
Hello, this is Ann Coulter, author of 10 New York Times bestsellers, most recently Never Talk to a Liberal Over 3, and I just finished a great interview with Stu Taylor.
All right, back with another outstanding author. I love featuring these talented people. Joining us is James C. Vincent. The name of the book, Back When and For Now, and the book is published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. It's available in paperback. James, welcome to the show, and tell us, give us an overview of the book.
Thank you. Well, the book is, it deals with basically an unhappy 8-month-year-old baby who wakes up one morning and finds that her parents are not there. And she wakes up to find out that her grandparents are there, who she rarely sees because they live out of town. And so what they have to deal with is a very unhappy baby, to put it mildly.
All right, you've illustrated, done the illustrations yourself. Congratulations, obviously, very talented guy. Is this your first published work?
Yes, it's something I've always wanted to do. And, you know, the story is based on something that actually happened. And it was such a neat thing and such a magical moment that we realized this, that I thought it might be neat to create a story from it. So I spent about 12 to 15 hours on each drawing, and they're in charcoal. And, I try to capture as much realism as possible, especially in the emotions of the characters and their natural surroundings. And I think that's what makes the story fascinating and believable and also entertaining.
Well, what's the age demographic? Who's it for?
Well, I've actually tested the book before it was published, and it could be read to preschool and read by 4th or 5th graders. So I would say ages like from, you can read it to kids that are from 4 or 5 years old up into, 8 or 9, 10 years old.
Actually, what persuaded you to sit down and actually write this book?
What
persuaded you to actually sit down and write this book?
Well, I've always wanted to do it. I taught art for 32 years, and I was getting into, just prior to this, I was doing a lot of super realistic portraits of people, and I thought it might be good to take that ability that I have and turn it into a story. So, I thought, well, this is something I've always wanted to do, and I'm retired, so now or never, and I did it.
Good for you. How do you get started writing a story? In other words, what was your method for writing this book?
Well, I've read a lot of children's books since my kids were small. I've always been fascinated with them, writers and illustrators like Chris Van Allsburg, for example, who wrote, Jumanji and The Polar Express. He was kind of an inspiration to me. And I've always been fascinated with reading children's books, especially to children. So I thought it would be nice to be, for once, the person that not only reads the story, but wrote and illustrated it.
Do you have another book in progress, something to follow up?
Yes, I do. I have a sequel, and it's like a cycle of life concept where the main character, Baby Rita, is a little older in this next story, and she comes to a very important milestone in her life.
A quick advice for others who want to write. A lot of people talk about it. They never do it. Quick advice for wannabe authors.
Well, it's good to, if you think you can do it, go ahead and do it. But the most important thing is that you get professional people to help you with the story and the illustrations. If that's something you can do on your own, go right ahead. But I'm very impressed with Fulton Books. They're very professional. They've done a great job. They've kept their word on everything. They're accessible. And
All right. Well, I want to thank you very much. It sounds terrific. Back When and Far Now, children's book that James C. Vincent wrote and illustrated. It's available through Fulton Books. Good luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
All right, we're going to continue here on Stu Taylor on Business on a Monday morning. Hope it's a great week for you. Looking forward to this week as well, making it a very busy and active summer. And I talked about, prior to the break, I talked about politicians. It's not so much what they say, it's what they do. But they can't get a chance to do it until they say it and to put it into words. And so many are timid. And then when you look on the other side, you look at Hillary Clinton, who's winning not to lose. That's just a poor strategy because someone will creep up on you sooner or later. And Hillary's tainted goods and yet still has a strong support base. And if everything comes out on Hillary, I wonder how many other people will be incriminated. And that's always an interesting situation as it develops. And I started to think about the solutions out there, because if I were up there, people say, okay, Mr. Big Shot, what would you do if you were up there in a debate? Well, I'd be pretty careful about trying to answer the questions specifically, unless they were gotcha questions. And you have to be adept at professional speaking in order to avoid the answer, because there are those, you know, it's the old, when did you stop beating your wife? There is no answer. So I would make this an issue-oriented campaign, and I would say there are so many areas that we, the American people, need help. I always talk about the 92 million or so people who are out of the labor force. You know, you don't hear about that when you get the jobs report. You just see that the jobs rate is improving. You hear Barack Obama saying the economy is better than it's been for years. It's an outright lie. There are over 90 million Americans who are walking around out of the labor force looking to get cash under the table to do anything to survive. We've got, I don't know how many scores of millions of people in poverty, but we do right now is that poverty line is going down. And in case you haven't heard the number, there's nearly 47 million Americans who are on food stamps and are looking to get back to work. Like extending unemployment, like providing food stamps, Obama phones, etc. The Democrats actually say that this is a way to generate revenue. It's so upside down, backwards, erroneous, and stupid. It's hard to believe people buy into it. However, I understand the frustration of a good deal of the American people as the separation between the rich and the poor gets steeper and steeper. And if you don't have the money and you can't climb out of this quagmire, how desperate you'll be to get back into work and accept a lot of things that are saying, they accept a lot of things that are being said to you by subversive forces in what I think is no longer the America I grew up in. And I've been telling people this. You know, America this, America. I said, America isn't the country I grew up in. And one of the reasons it isn't is because of this disgusting, disgraceful Republican Congress who is doing nothing but feeding the gravy train of the guy in the White House. I could use a lot of adjectives to describe the guy in the White House who doesn't think about future generations, who doesn't think about future debt, which is doubled. It was $9 trillion when Bush left, and Bush did a terrible job of running that up. It's now 18 and heading up to 20, 22, 23. The experts say the breaking point is 23, 24, 25. I'm not an expert in this, and I'm not even sure the experts know, but with increasing debt and deficits, we've got over $100 trillion in unfunded liabilities. If you actually stopped and think about it, you realize how frightening this is. Balance the budget, force the government to live within certain means and lower taxes, either transform our tax code or get rid of the tax and let's go to a flat tax if we have to, a fair tax, but not a value-added tax that other people have suggested, because that just adds another unnecessary tax. I remember being in line at the post office and this was when I was more outspoken about a year, year and a half ago, and I happened to mention what the Democrats are doing to us. And she said, "You're going to love Social Security, aren't you, and Medicare?" If you, Social Security is terrific, and I'm not for abolishing it at all. I'm for saving it. But remember, all the money you've paid in will never amount to the money you get back. Should Medicare be saved? If I said no, they'd say, then what kind of social programs are going to help the underprivileged? Of course, some of these policies that are put forth by people other than on the hard right, and I don't want to make a claim on that as well, because many of the policies that have been put forward by the conservative movement in this country have done a lot to help out Americans. That's one of the great contradictions, is that the Democrats come off as saintly. They're the ones responsible for slavery. They're responsible for the decline in care in this country. We'll continue on this note when we come back from a break. This is Stu Taylor.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom12.com right now and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom12.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 12.com. Go to freedom12.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom12.com.
What could you do with a $100 Visa gift card? A lot, right? $100 can get you a lot of things, including peace of mind. We're Alliance Home Security, and we give our customers peace of mind and $100 Visa gift cards. Right now, and only through this exclusive radio offer, we're giving every homeowner who has us install our home security system and signs up for our monitoring service a $100 Visa gift card. No tricks, no gimmicks, just a world-class home security system installed in your home for free, and you receive a $100 Visa gift card. Put this number in your smartphone or just call us right now. 1-800-528-5518. That's 1-800-528-5518. Ask us to install your home security system and get a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Free same-day installation and a $100 Visa gift card. 1-800-528-5518. Call right now.
Breathe it in, kid. Every 3 months, we install these air handler filters. They're more energy efficient, hold more dust, and are priced to save us more money. And Granger's got close to 3,000 different styles and sizes to choose from, in stock and ready when we need them. I love oxygen, kid. And this facility's got some great AO2. I'm breathing easier just thinking about these air handler filters. Get some today. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/filters or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
There are two types of water heaters, thankless and tankless. The thankless kind work like this.
Mom, I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
Whoa, hold off on that. I'm hopping in the shower.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
This is not a good time to turn on the dishwasher.
Rinnai's tankless water heaters, on the other hand, work this way.
I'm throwing in a load of laundry.
No problem. I'm hopping in the shower.
Rinnai's innovative tankless water heaters provide an endless supply of hot water whenever you need it, even for multiple tasks at the same time. Plus, they feature a space-saving design and ultra-efficient performance for monthly energy savings. So enjoy hot water that's always ready when you are.
Is this a good time to turn on the dishwasher?
Go for it.
And never discourage your children from washing dishes again. Rinnai tankless water heaters, the hot way to heat water. Learn more about Rinnai's industry-leading products at www.rinnai.us. That's R-I-N-N-A-I.us.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through September 30th, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Biz Talk Radio. Real life stories of the Legal Exchange. Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, U.S. Army, retired, author of the book Guardian of the Republic, and I'm speaking with Stu Taylor, and you need to listen in to Stu because he's on the right track.
All right, back as I'll continue on my role here. It's catharsis for me. I hope it's catharsis for a lot of people as well. Just going through some of the things that these candidates say they're going to do when they should do it. I'm talking, of course, I didn't go in any particular order. I would have started out with repealing Obamacare and replace it with personal health care savings account. This is one of the things that when you get into details, you know, you have to scratch your head, because I don't know where Donald Trump is on this now, but he was certainly talking about a single payer system. So it's not Donald Trump with steadfast policies. It's Ted Cruz with consistent conservative doctrine. But none of these people are able to get out of single digits. And I'm thinking, as much of a disaster as Hillary Clinton is, she still remains a threat because of the low poll numbers of the other. And something has to happen. And I think the first thing that has to happen in a sequence of events is for a lot of these Republicans to pull out. You don't have a chance to win, pull out. Rick Santorum, you had your day. You know, I like Mike Huckabee. I don't love Mike Huckabee, but I like Mike Huckabee, and I have a lot of respect for him, and some of his positions I just absolutely adore. Been there, done it. He doesn't have a chance. I want to see America independent in terms of energy. I think oil is down to, what, $46 a barrel? It hasn't necessarily guaranteed that money wouldn't rise at the pump. We forced the Saudis to lower their prices, distribute it elsewhere. We're on the right track. If this guy in office, Emperor Obama, if he would allow this pipeline to go through, it would assure much more affluence through the central part of this country and add thousands and thousands of jobs and a lot of money to salaries. He's been stumbling along with this for years because he never wanted to do it. It's part of his doctrine. We'd have lower energy costs. We wouldn't be dependent upon anyone for imported oil. And those countries that we pay, most of them hate us anyway. Border protection, the strong part of Trump, although he's still wavering on how big the wall should be, where it should be. How do you build a wall so that it doesn't allow El Chapo and others to climb under it? I don't have all these answers, except that I will say, take a look at what Israel's done with the wall, and look how much it's cut down this terrorism and violence. We have to protect our borders from those who don't respect what we're doing, and they come into this country to harm us, and that's not an indictment on everyone from Central America or Mexico. Media, stop twisting around everything someone says because that person is not in your corner. You want to talk about partiality and discrimination? Ben Carson being attacked by the far left. Here's a black conservative, but because he's a conservative, he's being painted as an Uncle Tom. How about stirring those racial fires? Carly Fiorina, who has more accomplishments probably in 6 months than Hillary Clinton has had in her entire life, just being criticized. Because as soon as the far left sees a threat, they come right back out and go after them. The educational system is broken. Let's get school choice for parents. And let's help the kids who are failing in those schools. Let's get tort reform. Let's get rid of these awful, awful regulations. Take a look what Obama's done with his executive orders and how he's just absolutely throttled our Constitution. It's all deliberate. There can be no other way because nobody can make 100 mistakes in a row without doing something right unless they're in charge. So how do we get our constitutional order and separation of powers going again and have equal branches of government involved with the process? Who is our biggest enemy? It's radical Islam. Oh, no. Cannot mention this by name. How is it humanly possible when just about everyone on the face of the earth will acknowledge that it's radical Islam, and yet this Muslim Brotherhood sympathizer who is the president of the United States, and you want to talk about an oxymoron, refuses to define it as it is, and he was relentless. He's too busy having dinner in Martha's Vineyard with the likes of Susan Rice and her husband and Eric Holder and his wife. Good grief. If it weren't for the curiosity factor, I'd like to say I'd never join them for that dinner. Get this deal absolutely nullified with the radical mullahs in Iran that continue to chant death to America and death to the United States, and it's unbelievable. The more they get, the more vocal, the more vociferous, the more John Kerry and Barack Obama defend them. And you can talk about Cuba. How about releasing a lot of the political prisoners and the dissidents down there? I'd like to know what we're getting for this deal. As John Kerry comes out with another classic statement, he feels like he belongs there. Do you know something, Kerry? Why don't you just stay there and become a Cuban citizen? And I mean that. Let's get our relationship back on the road with Israel. And let's line up the United States and Israel and those in the Middle East like Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Egypt, who are willing to participate in a coalition to defeat our enemies in that area. We were gutless against Putin. Barack Obama has been outsmarted by him many, many times. At least I have to say that I think Putin has strong nationalistic objectives, more than the political end of it that Barack Obama wants to accomplish. Can't make the direct comparison because I may offend some people by choosing the wrong language. But I have a certain amount of respect for Putin, and I may not like him, and he's a feared leader. We talk about China and placating China. How about confronting them and stopping their geopolitical ambitions? Think how things are going to be, whether it's trade practices or whether it's the military, which is being built up and could be our greatest threat in another 20 years. And let's get back to American exceptionalism. Trump is talking about it, and it's just raising the interest and excitement of a lot of people. It's the greatest good in the world, greatest force for good in the world. And we want to be a leader again. Here's a little inspiration for you as we conclude today's show. Thanks so much. We'll see you here tomorrow.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.